You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
To understand the distinction.
The Wire. Welcome back to The Wire. Finally on today's show, the campaign to save sacred land at Ihumātau in Mangere is moving to the Environment Court. Save Our Unique Landscape, or SOUL, decided to take legal action against Heritage New Zealand after they approved Fletcher Building's application to destroy wahi tapu and archaeological sites on the land marked for development. No settlement was reached and the case is now moving to the Environment Court. No sort of development can occur on the whenua until the Environmental Court processes are settled. Earlier, I spoke to SOUL spokesperson Pania Newton about the latest developments. What was the hearing the other day about exactly?
So we had mediation the other day with Heritage New Zealand and Fletcher's Building Limited were there as interested parties. So we were trying to come to some sort of agreement as we lodged an application with the Environment Court to overturn Heritage New Zealand's archaeological authority approval to destroy the archaeological sites within the proposed development area.
And what happened exactly at the hearing?
Well, we had discussions to and fro, and unfortunately we weren't able to reach a settlement, and so we're likely to go to a hearing sometime in May this year.
Now, is that going to be an environmental court hearing? And what are you hoping to achieve from heading to that particular hearing?
Our argument is that the archaeological assessments provided by Fletcher's Building Limited to Heritage New Zealand were inadequate and actually don't include a lot of the evidence in which independent archaeologists have shared.
Mm.
And some of our own experts that have joined our campaign have also shared, and they acknowledge that the assessments provided are incomplete, and they need to include far more extensive archaeological analyses.
How significant is this particular hearing for the campaign to save Ihumātau?
Well, it's another prong that we have in our multi-pronged, campaign.
Mm.
And so it's really important because we're asking Heritage New Zealand to overturn their consent to destroy the archaeological sites because we believe that these sites are too significant to destroy. And so by overturning that decision, we could essentially save this significant piece of land from being destroyed by development.
So is this what's holding up any chance of potential development from happening?
Well, at the moment, no development can take place until this process has been exhausted.
Right.
Yeah, so if we're able to overturn that decision, if the Environment Court can support that, then essentially we may be able to save these historical and archaeological sites.
Are you confident that they're going to rule in your favour?
I'm not so sure at the moment. I'm just a bit disappointed that the evidence provided by Fletcher's to Heritage New Zealand was incomplete and, in our opinion, inadequate.
Mm.
And so we believe that further research needs to take place on this land because we know that how significant it is, and we need Heritage New Zealand and Fletcher's to also understand its importance. So that we can protect these archaeological sites.
What else have you got planned for the campaign this year coming up?
We hope that we can sit with the new government and discuss an alternative site rather to the Ihumātau block.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue to raise public awareness around this injustice. We've got a lot of exciting things in store. We also will travel back to the United Nations.
Okay.
And hopefully we get to host the special rapporteur when she comes to visit Aotearoa.
When's that visit happening?
We're not too sure on dates yet, but we're hoping within the coming months.
Just finally, is 2018 the year Ihu Matau is saved?
It very well could be with the support and, you know, working collaboratively with other interested groups. Mm. We could very well save this significant historical, cultural and archaeological site so that all New Zealanders can enjoy this space, not the 480 millionaires that will move into this housing development.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.